We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Lovely viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Abor Isadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera, Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio No Oriental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Teleunidos and Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engavita 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Paraguay and Viemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. And in Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Araguay, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tarapacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Domoe SA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatsu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatsu. And in Andarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable and Andarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channels 26 in Vimenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CETSAT. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buya on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CET Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hav Province, Channel 21 on Hanel Thai Cable TV. In Edenet City, Channel 26 on Elkhap Tengger Cable TV. Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sugbathur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Uul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. And Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolia Digital Broadcasting. In Bayern Zürich and Han U District, Channel 25 on Himort Cable TV.
In Utuj on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin.
In Underhan City in Henthe Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company.
In Sanchan City in Dornogob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In Mandelgob City, Channel 12 on Horal Cable TV.
In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network.
In Poland, Channel 68 on Nowostrada TP Television.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom.
On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable.
In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV.
In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV.
And Channel 95 on Yongcha Le Cable TV.
And Global View Cable TV.
In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV.
In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV.
In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV.
In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
In Taidung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV.
In Chai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV.
In Puzi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV.
In Jai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company.
In Yunnan County, Channel 108 on Doleo Township on Jialian Cable TV.
And Channel 108 in Yunchang Township on Peigong Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan donates $9 million to Pakistan for food supplies. In animal news, a gecko species discovered in Cambodia is named. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Plant for the Planet, an eco organization founded by an earth-loving young German student. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 3rd, is Poland's National Day, commemorating the 1791 adoption of its constitution, which was the first freely accepted one in Europe. Among the many United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites in this Central European country are the Churches of Peace in Jawor and Świdnica. Constructed using pioneering architecture, they are Europe's largest timber-framed religious buildings. Famous individuals from Poland include composer Frédéric Chopin, Nobel Prize-winning poet Krzysztof Szymborska, and former President of Poland, His Excellency Lech Walesa, a recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize. The outstanding contribution to Poland by the late President, His Excellency Dr. Lech Kaczynski, is deeply appreciated and honored by people of the nation and throughout the world. We wish all the kind citizens of Poland a memorable National Day. Today is also World Press Freedom Day, established by the United Nations in 1993. This special occasion is a time to reflect on and encourage freedom of the press around the globe. It is also an opportunity to remember journalists and related professionals who have risked or lost their lives while on the job. Our deepest gratitude to all individuals involved in supplying essential information to the world, as well as global governments committed to sharing beneficial news. May you always have favorable circumstances to continue your very important work.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Louisiana and Mississippi, USA. The tornado that swept through the U.S. state of Mississippi on Saturday, April 24th, left a path of devastation 150 miles long and up to 1.5 miles wide, costing 10 lives, including 3 children. Dozens more people were injured, some critically, as buildings were shattered into debris and power lines and trees were downed. The same tornado also destroyed more than a dozen houses in neighboring Louisiana.
Conveying her love in
and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our association members go to see if help was needed, as she donated $5,710 in emergency aid.
Covering their own travel and related expenses of $500, our association's relief teams from Texas and Arkansas drove to Tallulah Port, Louisiana, and Yazoo County, Mississippi, two of the hardest hit areas. As assistance had been organized by both the federal and Mississippi state governments, as well as non-governmental aid groups, our association's relief team brought packages of useful emergency supplies, including water, vegan canned food and vegan pet food, sleeping bags, tarps, flashlights, blankets, and sanitary items such as baby wipes and soap. In cooperation with local officials, the packages, which also included SOS flyers, were given both to relief distribution centers and directly to the tornado victims, who warmly expressed their thanks, saying that they felt hopeful despite the trauma and losses.
I would like to thank the Supreme Master Qinghai for the donations that you've given to us, and for your love and consideration of this community in this time of disaster.
We thank all government personnel and aid groups who are helping the tornado victims. Our gratefulness as well to Supreme Master Qinghai for her swift and unconditional support, and to our association's relief team for their caring help. May the providence watch over the American people in recovering their day-to-day lives, as we pray that our more benevolent stewardship on earth helps ease such extreme events as these.
Lives lost in Kenyan landslide. Early on Friday, April 30th, a landslide claimed at least 10 lives in Marakwet district of western Kenya's Rift Valley province, with 10 others who were injured and at least 6 missing. Officials also stated that some 900 people had been affected by regional flooding. With torrential rains that had set off the slide hindering efforts to bring equipment to the remote area, the government's National Disaster Operations Center reported that rescuers, including members of the Red Cross as well as local police and residents, were using handheld tools to search for survivors. Our thankfulness, Kenyan officials, Red Cross, police, and all others working to bring relief to the flood and landslide afflicted. As we send our sympathies to those who lost loved ones, we pray that all may soon be restored to the stability of their daily lives as these unfortunate conditions are alleviated through our kinder care of the environment.
More deadly storms strike south central USA. Just a week after fatal tornadoes pummeled Mississippi and neighboring states, emergency officials have reported that 15 people lost their lives, with more than 20 injured from tornadoes and flooding in the states of Arkansas and Tennessee. With uprooted trees, downpowered lines, and destroyed mobile homes, the Arkansas National Guard has deployed troops to assess the damage.
In the neighboring state of Tennessee, the National Weather Service issued flash flood warnings as rescuers worked to free people from cars and inundated homes in the western and central parts of the state. Both Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe and the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency, or TEMA, declared states of emergency in their respective states, with assistance from TEMA being sent to several Tennessee counties, while Governor Beebe traveled to the Arkansas regions on Saturday and Sunday. Your Excellency, Governor Beebe, Arkansas National Guard, Tennessee Emergency Management Agency, and all rescue crews, we earnestly appreciate your timely and caring response. Wishing the storm-afflicted a speedy resuming of their regular everyday lives and that such calamities diminish as we all hasten to adopt gentler, more eco-conscious ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Vegetarian diet helps trim youth overweight and obesity. In a new study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, authors Dr. Juan Sabate and dietitian Michelle Wien, both with the Loma Linda University School of Public Health in the USA, sought to discover beneficial food patterns to prevent obesity, which is a growing concern for youths both in the US and throughout the world. Comparing vegetarian and non-vegetarian diets, the researchers found that vegetarians consistently had a lower body mass index, or BMI, which is a measure of body fat and overall health. In fact, vegans had the lowest BMI of all. The authors concluded that the nutrient and fiber composition of vegan fare made it the most sensible choice for preventing obesity in children, as they stated. Plant-based dietary patterns should be encouraged for optimal health and environmental benefits. Our appreciation, Dr. Sabate and Dietitian Wien, for your factual findings that encourage a plant-based diet for the best health. May more and more parents, schools, and governments safeguard the vitality of our youths with wholesome and humane vegan foods.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and/or production:
Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Chihuahua alerts caregiver to save woman's life. Hearing a loud boom, but seeing no movement outdoors, Mr. Ed McCollum of Massachusetts, USA, decided to retire to bed. However, when the 3-year-old companion Chihuahua, Chica, belonging to his girlfriend, Yvonne Forgetti, bravely navigated the steep stairs and barked persistently at the front door, Mr. McCollum was convinced and followed her outside. There, he found to his surprise a van that had flipped on its side from an accident, with injured Miss Mary Orlando trapped inside. Mr. McCollum immediately dialed emergency services, and medical teams soon arrived to take Miss Orlando to the hospital, where she was reported to be in good condition by the following day. Mr. McCollum said, "If it wasn't for Chica, I wouldn't have seen the van until I went to work at 4 a.m. the next morning." Our thankful salute, little Chica, for your intelligence and unconditional love that brought timely assistance to the injured driver. May heaven bless Mary Orlando with a quick recovery, as we wish you and your valued human companions many more treasured moments together.
Endangered gorillas rescued in Democratic Republic of the Congo. In response to a request by the Congolese Institute for Nature Conservation, or ICCN, and the Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund, peacekeepers from the UN mission in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, or MONUC, recently airlifted four baby eastern lowland gorillas to a sanctuary for their safety. Travel by air was chosen as being less traumatic than transport by car for the gorillas whose parents had perished due to illegal poaching. The young primates will now reside at the Gorilla Rehabilitation and Conservation Education Center, or GRACE, where they will be joined by another six gorillas being flown in June, with all being prepared for their return to nature. Speaking of the UN mission's decision to airlift the gorillas, MONUC's head Alan Doss said, "Caring for the earth we all share is not just the job of governments. It requires us to reach across boundaries and do things we would not normally expect to do."
It is what we call the village for conservation, and this brings local to understand why it is important to protect the nature.
A report released by the UN Environment Program and the International Criminal Police Organization, or Interpol, has stated that gorillas may disappear from the Greater Congo Basin in a little over a decade without urgent conservation measures to restore their habitats and halt illegal trafficking for meat, one of the primary threats to the primate survival.
The center will be an opportunity to rehabilitate the gorillas. They've been torn away from their families, they've seen their families killed. It's a very long, laborious process to regain their confidence, to learn to behave like a gorilla again, and hope that our ultimate goal is to reintroduce the gorillas back into the wild habitat.
Our sincere gratitude, Chief Doss, United Nations Mission in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Congolese Institute for Nature Conservation, and Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund for your dedicated efforts to safeguard the eastern lowland and other gorillas. May they soon be respected by all humans to continue gracing our earth in their natural freedom and dignity.
Yeah. We're just going to get him under the shade.
Okay.
Save Our Planet. Renowned British naturalist Sir David Attenborough writes of our ecological peril. Best known as the wildlife presenter for BBC Natural Programs, Sir David Attenborough has written the foreword for the book Silent Summer, The State of Wildlife in Britain and Ireland, which depicts the endangered future of many plant and animal species due to human activities.
Published 50 years after the acclaimed environmental volume Silent Spring by Rachel Carson, this new book, containing contributions from 40 eminent British ecologists, warns of further dangers of pesticides, population growth, farming, and other factors that have led to the demise of many butterflies, bees, flies, snails, and moths. Sir David Attenborough writes,
"Small creatures like these are the basis of our entire ecosystems, and they are disappearing faster than ever. That loss is transforming our wildlife and countryside."
The wildlife presenter had just returned from his first trip to the North and South Poles, fulfilling a lifelong dream at age 73. While there, he witnessed firsthand and recorded for a seven-part BBC nature series, Frozen Planet, the devastation of climate change on both people and animals.
Thank you, Sir David Attenborough, and contributors of Silent Summer, for your work in bringing to light the impact of human activities on the fragile balance of our ecosystems. May your findings and expertise awaken actions around the world to help sustain flora, fauna, and ultimately human survival.
Addressing the significant implications of our actions, Supreme Master Ching Hai again called on humanity to tread more gently on Earth during a July 2008 video conference in Formosa, or Taiwan.
Everyone knows by now that protecting the environment, protecting the animals, are actually protecting ourselves. So we must protect the environment. We should have more rules, more guidelines to protect a natural habitat, because sometimes we overlook the long-run effect, then the consequence is very, very detrimental to ourselves and to the planet, just like what we are facing right now. People must be more aware of our dire situation, and that everyone's responsible action does help to minimize or stop global warming. We should act fast. Because go green.
Save Our Planet. South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation Summit focuses on climate change. Leaders from Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Bhutan, India, the Maldives, Nepal, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka, who represent a quarter of the global population, convened for their 16th summit in Bhutan with a theme, Towards a Green and Happy South Asia.
They concluded on April 29th with several agreements, including a consensus about the importance of global warming impacts in their regions as leaders and delegates alike pledged such actions as planting 10 million trees over 5 years and setting up an intergovernmental group of climatology experts to create policy and guide regional cooperation. Commenting on the summit, Bhutanese Prime Minister Jigme Dinle affirmed his sense of commitment among the member states. Earlier in the week, a forum held in Algeria with attendance by delegates from the African nations of Algeria, Libya, Morocco, Mauritania, and Tunisia, as well as European partners France, Italy, Malta, Portugal, and Spain, reached a similar accord through the Oran Declaration, which prioritizes adaptation to climate change through the collaborative efforts of the participating countries.
Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies, one and all, for your productive meetings and unified green goals. May you continue to build on such constructive endeavors that surely motivate us all in restoring the stability and beauty of our shared planetary home.
Save Our Planet. Malaysian Natural Resources and Environment Minister Douglas Uga Embas reports that rain patterns and increased temperatures altered by climate change have resulted in vector-borne diseases like dysentery, malaria, and dengue fever becoming more common in Malaysia.
Save Our Planet. Germany launches her first offshore wind farm, the Alpha Ventus, with 12 turbines that are expected to produce enough energy annually to power 50,000 households.
Save Our Planet. A United Nations non-fishing treaty is joined most recently by Australia, Gabon, New Zealand, Peru, and Russia, with only 9 more nations needed for full ratification of the accord, whose goal is to stop illegal fishing by denying port docking rights to ships involved in the practice.
Save Our Planet. Dr. Chen He, engineering professor at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee in the USA, develops a prototype for a device that can purify water while producing electricity, in addition to desalinating a separate source of seawater at the same time.
And this is Lovely Zoo.
Hello, all. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
Zoo and I are following the compassionate plant-based diet.
Today's tip of the day is from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Opening a vegan restaurant, a veg cafe, a veg bakery, a veg supply shop,
a veg fashion store, or a veg supermarket are some of the great ways to save the planet.
Our sincere appreciation, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this earth-loving tip.
And thank you, kind viewers, for tuning in. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
And now for the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, Japan donates $9 million U.S. dollars to Pakistan. The funds will be used to help the World Food Program provide 12,000 tons of food for 1.6 million displaced people in the northwest region of the nation. The supplies, which are both produced and processed in Pakistan, will help ensure that individuals have nourishment as they return to their homes. Our sincere thankfulness, Japan. Heaven bless your generosity and care. May the gentle people of Pakistan derive much benefit from your kindness.
In animal news, a new species of gecko found in Cambodia has been named. Scientists from Fauna and Flora International, or FFI, a conservation organization headquartered in the United Kingdom and La Sierra University in Riverside, California, USA, had spotted the unique and well-camouflaged lizard in the rocky foothills of the Cardamom Mountains. It was confirmed recently by experts in the United States to be a new species. Olive green with light blotches containing a central black dot, the gecko is now called Nemaspis mingthii. The beautiful reptile is named after Dr. Nyang Thai, a Cambodian FFI senior researcher who was a member of the original discovering group. What wonderful news, Flora and Fauna International and La Sierra University, to hear of this gorgeous friend. May all our amazing animal cohabitants live in safety and happiness on our shared planet. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting the German-based Plant for the Planet, which has helped organize the seeding of more than 830,000 trees. We'll just go for a short walk and be right back. Please stay tuned for more conducive news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, caring news for a benevolent world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership on an eco group which has youth climate ambassadors in 72 countries.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Plant for the Planet is dedicated to encouraging young people globally to seed trees to minimize the effects of climate change. The eco-organization was inaugurated in 2007 by German student Felix Finkbeiner. Through researching, Felix, then 9 years old, had come to the conclusion that tree planting was an important way to halt global warming. Felix ended a school presentation in his grade 4 class with the statement, "Let's plant millions of trees worldwide, a million in each country."
The nonprofit provides detailed guidelines as to how to form a plant group made up of three youngsters and at least one adult. The activity is registered on the website www.plant-4-the-planet.org so that children throughout the world can view the progress of other groups. In addition, young climate ambassadors in 72 countries volunteer to speak to the public and explain why planting trees is so vital.
More than 830,000 trees have already been seeded through the initiative of Plant for the Planet. The organization has received much praise, including being the recipient of the State Medal of the Bavarian Environmental Ministry. On May 4, 2010, Felix and fellow activists will take part in a tree planting ceremony, joined by 45 environment ministers that have gathered in Bonn, Germany from around the world. God bless you, Felix Finkbeiner, and Plant for the Planet. May your inspirational efforts, combined with the earth-saving vegan diet, help to usher in a lusciously verdant and long-lasting era.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Azerbaijani entitled, "The Sail."
Malları satışa çıxarmaq günü idi. Qəzetdə satış gündən və reklam etdiyindən söhbət gedirdi. Və əsas səbəbi o idi ki, səhər saat 8:30 mağazanın qabağında uzun növbə yaradılır. Balaca boy kişi növbənin qabağında dayanar və ancaq torbasını qoyar. ikinci dəfə bir kişiyi istəyəndə qabağa keçsin, onu itəliyər və torbasını və yenə qoyar növbənin axırında. İkinci dəfə həmin kişi yerindən qalxan kimi deyər ona ki, bəsdir, bu dəfə də hadisə baş versə, mən qapını açan deyiləm.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai and Supreme Master Television, kindly permit me through your media to say bravo and congratulations to American First Lady Michelle Obama for advocating vegetables. The vegan diet is a noble way of living to save our planet. Elad, vegan from Ghana.
Hi, Elad. Thanks for your caring note. In fact, First Lady Michelle Obama, in planting the organic vegetable garden at the White House, has said, I want to make sure that our family, as well as the staff and all the people who come to the White House and eat our food, get access to really fresh vegetables and fruits. Such encouraging news. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Well, wishing Elad, it is wonderful that you are following the vegan diet. We also have great admiration for First Lady Michelle Obama. Her gardens and the work she is doing to promote healthy plant-based eating are inspirational. A compassionate vegan diet adopted by the White House and all illustrious governments would uplift the world's atmosphere so much. May God's immense blessings be with you and your Ghanaian co-citizens. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May the boundless joy of heaven enrich your heart and illuminate your spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
His Majesty Mohammed VI, King of Morocco, hands out keys to the beneficiaries of a low-income housing project valued at $7.1 million that seeks to give the less fortunate suitable homes.
As a way to enable public access to communication in other countries, the U.S. Foreign Service has posted free online course material for 42 different languages at www.fsi-language-courses.org.
Following a visit to North Korea, the World Health Organization's Director General Margaret Chan commends the country's achievements in healthcare that include a comprehensive medical infrastructure and network of primary care physicians.
A 20-year study of 5,000 Britons finds that people who eat fruits and vegetables 3 times daily, exercise 2 hours per week, and don't drink or smoke live an average of 12 years longer than their tobacco and alcohol-consuming counterparts.
American model and television personality Holly Madison participates in a public service announcement sponsored by the animal welfare group Last Chance for Animals, which urges people to choose pet adoption, not purchase.
Briton Jamie Aspland, a 4-year-old who was born blind, is now able to walk to the park unaided thanks to American Daniel Kish, who taught him to use dolphin-like echolocation by creating high-pitched clicks and listening for their responding sounds.
Australia announces plans to implement new rules requiring tobacco companies to use plain packaging for cigarettes in an effort to curb smoking and protect public health.
The British Food Standards Agency, or FSA, has promised to investigate initial findings that 1 in 8 salami products contained horse meat despite its absence from labels as an ingredient.
Saudi Arabia's Fund for Development provides a $20 million low-interest loan to Cuba to enable the Caribbean nation to renovate and improve a number of maternity hospitals.
Feline Bobby from the Suncoast Animal League, a no-kill animal rescue agency in Palm Harbor, Florida, United States, lovingly nurses 3 orphaned bobcats and 2 orphaned domestic cats.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.